This joint trade policy review of Cote d'Ivoire, Guinea-Bissau, and Togo has allowed us to situate the three countries' trade and trade-related policies and practices in their socio-economic context. We are grateful for the active participation of the delegations headed respectively by His Excellency Dagobert Banzio, Minister of Trade of Cote d'Ivoire, and His Excellency Kwesi Selergoji Aumi Zunu, Minister of Trade of Togo. I would also like to thank the discussant, His Excellency Lucius Vasesha, Permanent Representative of Switzerland, and the members of the TPRB for contributing to our fruitful exchange of views, as well as the WEAMU Commission for its assistance to its members under review. Members commended Cote d'Ivoire and Togo on the return of democracy and expressed the hope that this would soon be the case in Guinea-Bissau. The end of political violence has allowed Cote d'Ivoire and Togo to focus on economic development and on trade policy and its contribution to growth. The three countries' membership of WEAMU and ECOWAS has helped to contain the negative impact of socio-political conflicts by contributing to the resolution and by preserving monetary and, to a lesser extent, financial stability in otherwise crisis-stricken economies. Members welcomed the three countries' commitment to the multilateral trading system and encouraged them to intensify their participation. The statements, questions, and replies voiced in the course of this review have highlighted some key areas for further actions or improvements, including conformity with WTO provisions. Members encouraged the three countries to simplify the tax systems and, in particular, Cote d'Ivoire to bring its bound and applied rates in conformity with WTO provisions. The countries were also urged to refrain from relying on minimum import prices and Cote d'Ivoire to eliminate quantitative restrictions with a view to complying with their multilateral obligations. On trade facilitation, harmonization of and further dismantling of barriers to intra-WEAMU trade were suggested as ways to facilitate trade and enhance integration. On agriculture and fishing, noting that the three economies remain centered around agriculture and, in the case of Guinea-Bissau, fishing, members inquired about ongoing agricultural investment programs. Members also called for a review of the high export taxes on the main crops of Cote d'Ivoire and Guinea-Bissau. On energy and mining, efforts within ECOWAS to resolve the serious regional energy crisis were appreciated, and clarification was sought about steps taken by Cote d'Ivoire and Guinea-Bissau to align national mining legislation with WEAMU provisions and to adopt ITIA standards. In Guinea-Bissau, recent minerals discoveries open up prospects in terms of additional revenue, but raise both Dutch disease and environmental concerns. On export subsidies, members asked about the export processing zone legislations of Togo and Cote d'Ivoire, questioned their impact, and called for WTO notification of the three countries' subsidy programs. On SBS and TVT, noting that sound TVT and SBS regimes are crucial to meet foreign import requirements and thus promote exports, members asked how common WEMU accreditation and testing systems and facilities could be put in place. They urged the three countries to meet their notification obligations. On intellectual property, information was sought on Guinea-Bissau's legislation and the compatibility of national provisions in Côte d'Ivoire and Togo with the Bangui Agreement. On services, participants asked about the possibility for enterprises in the three countries to ensure the risks abroad and indicated that the opening of port, airport, electricity, and water utilities to private investors would help to restructure and make them efficient. And finally, on an issue that has been touched upon this morning by the discussant, which is a very relevant issue for the three countries, that of aid for trade, I want to highlight the very important relationship between the trade policies, the role within the development strategies of the three countries, and the role that aid for trade can play in helping the respective governments to achieve their long-term goals. We also take note of the very detailed explanations that have been given this morning by the Minister of Togo, which help to put into context the responses to the questions and comments received in the course of our deliberations. In conclusion, this review has contributed to our better understanding of the regional as well as national components of the trade regimes of Côte d'Ivoire, Guinea-Bissau, and Togo. Members urged the three countries to pursue their trade liberalizing reforms, to improve their multilateral commitments on goods and services, and their business environment with a view to enhancing transparency and predictability. Once again, I wish to thank the delegations of the countries under review, the discussant, and members for contributing to an informative and interesting review. I also wish to express my appreciation to the three delegations for their oral and written responses, and, of course, to the interpreters for their usual excellent work. We look forward to the replies to the most recent questions that have been posed. I wish you all a very safe return to capital, and we wish you all the best in the future of your policies and your country's development. Thank you very much to all. The meeting is adjourned.